And they were all filled. He said unto his and when they were all filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. In verse 14, it says, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, the prophet that should come into the world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this night. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather together in your house. Lord, as the word is now opened, and Lord, I pray that you please just, Holy Spirit, anoint me with fresh oil as I preach the word. God, help me, give me clarity and mind and speak. Lord, so that way I can just part Lord, your people, what you've given me, the same thing you've given me, Lord, to learn from. I just want to be a help. Father, please help me. And Lord, as we preach your word, and Lord, I pray that you now, Lord, bless, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You may be seated. So we see here once again, we see in chapter 6, in verse number 5, and when Jesus had lifted his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread and these may eat? Now Jesus, of course, he knew what he was going to do. And of course, Philip, he answered and he said, 200 penny worth is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, and of course he says, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they among so many? I think about that and I think, wow. Once again, I thought, wow, these disciples who had seen the miracles that have happened, who know what Jesus has done. I mean, Jesus has done miraculous things so far with the disciples. He turned water to wine. I mean, it made the lame to walk, the blind to see, cured disease. Miracles have happened around them, yet they're still doubtful. Yet they still cannot, they lack the faith. But that's what I love about Jesus, and that's the first thing, is there was provision given in the face of unbelief. There was still provision given in the face of unbelief. You see, folks, there are times when we don't want to go do this thing called soul winning. There are times where we don't think we can do enough. But can I say the Lord has given us every tool and resource possible to get the job done. Hey, by the way, I'll be honest. I'll be the first one to raise my hand. We usually have organized at my church. Of course, even before we went on deputation, we stayed at our church. We had organized soul winning times, Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. And can I say that I loved going to them, but there were some days where I would go, but I'm like, man, I do not want to do this thing. I'm not ready to go and tell someone about Jesus. I'm not ready to go to the soul winning charge. I just don't feel like going. But you know what? The good news is, even though I might have gone unbelieving, thinking to myself, ain't nobody gonna get saved today. It's raining, where doors are shutting in my face. Yet the Lord still gave me every resource and tool possible to get the job done. The disciples, like us, were human, and they could only see the physical. They could only see the physical, but Jesus saw something supernatural, and that was a miracle. He saw the supernatural. When we go out, folks, you know what we're going to see? We're going to see the physical. We're going to see people for what they are and who they are. But Jesus, he sees something deeper. He sees a soul. And that's why I said we need to be soul conscious, because you know what? Everyone has a soul.
Yes, sir.
And this man, you say, this message is pretty, it's simple, but listen, it's a reminder that, listen, everyone, yes, there is one place or the other they're going. It's either hell or heaven. And we have to be soul conscious and understand. Hey, you know what? You say, you know what? But Brother Gabriel, you don't understand. I get the door slammed in my face more often than not. Yeah. Well, I ring the doorbell and no one answers. Yeah. Or you go and pass out a tract and someone slaps it out of your hand, or they say they don't want it. Hey, you know what though? Praise the Lord. He's given us every tool and resource possible though to get the job done. You see, once again, Jesus, he saw something supernatural. He saw a soul. He saw souls. And you know what? Miracles can happen when we trust God and use the resources we have. You say, resources? What resources has God given us? Well, number one, he's given us his word. Amen. His word. Hey, his word that will never go void. He's given us his word. He's given us prayer. Brother Gabriel, you don't understand. I can't go out. I can't go out like some of these young folks, or I just don't have the capability. But you got prayer in your closet. You got prayer in your closet. You got prayer in your armor. Hey, can I tell you? Prayer. It does amazing things. Prayers, you know, we have, like I said, we'd go on Saturday mornings, our groups, me and whatever group or my partner, praise the Lord for the senior saints or those who are back at home praying for us. They couldn't come out, but they said, you know what, Lord, I know that I know today our members, our church members are going out. Please, Lord, bring them one. Bring them someone to Christ. May they find that one. And praise the Lord. Hey, we got the word of God. We got prayer. You know what's another wonderful resource? Your testimony. Your testimony is a great resource. And God's, hey, if you're saved today, can I say, you got an amazing testimony. I got an amazing testimony. But you know what? And that's a tool that I and you can use. But you know what? We have to use it. We have to use everything God has given. There's been times where I've gone out soul winning. And you know what? I've gone through the Roman roads, or I've gone to certain passages, and you know, they're just not listening. They just won't open up. But you know what? Then I start going about my testimony. I just tell them how I was just a 7-year-old boy, and how all I knew was that there was a God who loved me, and that the God who loved me sent his son to die for me, and that with a childlike faith, I accepted him as my personal savior. And I hadn't done anything church-wise. I hadn't gone soul winning. I hadn't done anything huge for the Lord in my life. I was just a little boy. I was scared. I just didn't want to go to hell. And you know what? He saved me. You know what? I've used that testimony, and people realized, all you got to do is believe. That's it. That's all you have to do is just believe on him. Believe in Jesus Christ. Hey, a testimony. Hey, there was provision given in the face of unbelief. There's going to be times from church where we're going to go out unbelieving. But can I say, don't ever forget, you got the resources to get the job done. So let's go out and get the job done, because miracles can happen. And that's the second thing. There was a miracle in a time of need. There's a miracle in a time of need. I can just see I love how Jesus, he said, hey, no. As the disciples, with their unbelief, I love how Jesus said, No, make the men sit down. We're not sending it. Well, could you see them saying, well, Lord, maybe if we just divide half of the men, you know, maybe if we send some home. No, he said, no, let all the men sit down. That's what I love. Jesus, he had compassion. I love the Bible. When the Bible says he would look over the multitudes and he would have compassion. Hey, I noticed how Jesus never suggested once again or asked whether the 5,000 should eat. Instead, he commanded that the men should be seated. See, he saw the need. Jesus did not suggest us to go soul winning or ask us if we want to, but commands us to go. Hey, Jesus, he saw a need that day, and that was hungry bellies. And it was the same need he wanted the disciples to see. Hey, Jesus is still seeing a world, a state, maybe even a city, hungry to be fed the gospel. And that's what he wants us to see as well. Can we open our eyes, church, and see the need? Will we see the need? Hey, we got all the tools. Yay, great. We got the word of God. We got prayer. We got our testimony. But do we see the need? Or do we just put the resources up and we let the need pass by? No. He's given us the resources now. Jesus is saying, hey, listen, like he told those disciples. Guys, you guys are so focused on what we don't have. Look at what we do have. We got 5,000 men to feed. Have them sit down. I see a need, and we're going to meet it. And that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, listen, don't you see? There's Jacksonville, Linton. Don't you see the need? There's people dying and going to hell. Right. Hey, and I've given you everything you need. Hey, for the disciples that day, you say, what did they have? They had Jesus himself. They had Jesus. They had the one who can make five barley loaves and two fishes feed 5,000. Yep. Hey, can I tell you? We got something so great that can feed so many. And that's the word of God. Amen. Prayer. Even our testimony. Jesus has given us everything we need. We just need to see the need. And so, when we do, Haley, when we do, that's when a miracle comes to pass. That's when a miracle comes to pass in the time of need. The miracle, you say, what miracle? The miracle of a soul coming alive and breaking from the chains of sin which had bound the one so long. Hey, when we, you know, it's amazing when you get to see someone. First of all, when the light bulb just clicks on and they realize, I'm lost and I do need a Savior. And then they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You know, you might not be able to see it physically. Maybe their emotions might show it. But something inside, something supernatural just happened.
Right.
Something incredible just happened, and you got to witness it. You got to be there in the presence of it. The Holy Spirit come and dwell within them. Their soul, which was bound for hell, is now bound for eternity in heaven. That's incredible. A miracle happens. Hey, can I say what's also a miracle? A miracle whenever you think the one maybe the drug addict or the alcoholic, when he accepts Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his life turns around.
Yes,
and you thought, who is this guy? Now he goes soul winning. Now he's an usher in the church.
Right.
Miracle.
Yes, sir.
But that's what Jesus can do.
Amen.
If we can only just take the resources and see the need. Because Jesus says, hey, listen. Hey, disciples. Do you see the need? I'm everything you need. I'm everything you need. Hey, I am the resource. I have the resources to get the job done. But do you see the need? And see, that was the last thing. Lastly, so number one, we said there was provision given in the face of unbelief. Number two, there was a miracle in a time of need, feeding 5,000. Lastly, I love this part. It was not the disciples' job to feed the people. It was simply their job to administrate it. It was not the disciples' job to feed the people. It was simply their job to administrate it. We have no power to save a soul from hell. And neither did the disciples have the power to feed 5,000. But when Jesus blessed the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he expected his disciple to carry out his blessing. Hey, Jesus did not save us to sit, but to serve. And he has blessed his gospel and truth by his blood. And he expects every born-again child of God to carry out his word to a lost and hungry people. And that nothing should be lost. I love that. Nothing should be lost. Go back to our passage. It says in 12, and when they were filled, and he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing should be lost. Hey, there's a lost and dying world out there. But who are we to pick and choose who should be saved or not? Jesus said to go. Go. Hey, to be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. Basically, he was putting a PS at that end and said, hell, by the way, if I didn't make it clear, everyone. Because guess what? Everyone has a soul. And everyone's going one or two places. But that's the best part, is that once again, it's not our job to pull them out. It's not our job to pull them out of the flame of fire. Hey, it's just our job to say, hey, listen, there's a way to escape. There's a way to escape. It's not our job to save them. Hey, we don't save. We can lead someone to Christ, but hey, we can't save them from the hell, but that's the best part. Jesus says, listen, I'll do the saving. You do the administrating. Hey, listen, I've blessed my gospel. Now go and carry out the precious gospel. Acts chapter 2, and we'll finish right here. Acts chapter 2. You say, what happens when we do this together? What happens? Well, see, that's the thing, church. That's the best part. It's just like those disciples. Just like those disciples. You know what the best part about that story too was? Jesus wasn't just talking to one disciple. He wasn't talking to two or three. He was talking to all the disciples there that were with him. And that's the best part, is that you don't have to do this alone. You're not alone. You have each other. You have each other. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them 3,000 souls. Wow. But why? And they continued fastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Amen. And it says, and they sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat in gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And then what did the Lord do? And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Hey, Jesus says, listen, I've given you the tools and the resources. All right, great. Now, do you see the need? Yes, Lord, we see the need. Yes, Lord, help me, Lord, to see the need. Good. Now, go and administrate. Go and preach the gospel. Go and give the gospel to someone. Evangelize to the lost, to which whom Jesus says, I've saved and gave my blood. But hey, you don't have to do it alone. You got a church right here. Blessed Hope Baptist Church. As a unit, as a whole, as a church, you can all go out together. And what the Bible says, and the Lord added to the church daily as such should be saved. You know what happens when we work together? We can see the Lord add to the church as many that should be saved. Hey, will we go out? Church, will you go out? Will you remember that the Lord has given you everything you need? Will you go out and see the need? There's a need out there. It's everywhere. Hey, will you remember that it's not your job to save the people, but just to simply administrate it? When you get the door slammed in your face, tract maybe swapped out of your hand, person curses you out, don't feel bad. It's okay. You've done your job. You administrate it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't go back. Always persist. But hey, listen, but that's the precious part. Jesus said, listen, just go and administrate the blessing which I've given. And not alone? No. Together, as a church. Working together as one. In one accord. In one accord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, once again for the message which you've given us, Lord. And God, what a great truth. Just with a simple truth, Lord. That God, the best part too is, Lord, we're not alone because we have you. Just like the disciples had you, Christ, in that feeding. Holy Spirit, you dwell within us. Christ, you're always with us. Though you sit on the right hand of God, you're still with us. And God, we do pray that you please bless now this moment and invitation, Lord, and just work in hearts like only as you can, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.